Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Okay, so this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my experience with inner child work. So if you don't know what that is, I'm going to take you back to when I was like 19 or 20 and met my therapist, and she used to say things to me like, gosh, like connect with that little girl. And I was like, what is she talking about? And she'd be like, what did it feel like for her? And I was like, who, what are you talking? Are you talking to me about when I was younger? And I remember just thinking like, Beth, you seem really awesome, but this is crazy town. You're taking me to crazy town. I'm here to work out some of my childhood stuff, but I don't know if you were going to talk to, air quotes, little Lindsay. And I remember, just to be honest, because that's what I do on this show, I remember being really annoyed at Beth, like, Beth, Can we get back on track? I don't know what you're talking about, but I remember also being like, Beth, you seemed really credible until you started doing that, whatever this is. And it's funny, having had the same therapist for 10, 15 years plus, I can remember any time I felt that tension about what she was saying. At the time, I now have today's perspective on it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's where we needed to go, where you felt uncomfortable, where you were like, that's not it. And I remember a lot of times when I started therapy, I'd be like kind of defensive, where I felt defensive, like, I don't think that's what it is, Beth. Any of those places where I had a sharp edge, which even that inner child work, it's like there was a sharp edge there. I have so much compassion for, well, Beth mostly, but myself too, of like not really having the ability to go there. And because I didn't feel like comfortable going there, I feel like I kind of had to make Beth wrong. And, whatever, we live and we learn and we grow, and people are hopefully patient with us. And that's been my experience, at least. So in therapy, not everywhere, let me be specific. So fast forward, you know, in the years of like doing therapy and life and becoming more open to it, and that doesn't happen overnight. I thought she was crazy for a long time. I recognize now, like, there's so much of the way that I show up is informed by that little girl. And fast forward to being on a trip this last October in Mexico and doing my first Reiki experience. And it was cool because my favorite yoga instructor from the year before taught a class. And I remember just being like, she pushes you out of your comfort zone. You're dancing and just being silly. And she said, I do these healing sessions. And I thought, wow, this couldn't be more perfect. Like, this person I was drawn to, because I just thought she had like a freedom to herself. Like, classes were fun, and I just thought, if I was going to do this, she's who I'd want to do it with. So I got her information. I did it. We went, she had me do this like meditation where like we talked about like, when did I start thinking it was my job to fix everything? And she's like, you know, that little girl, your younger self, is maybe going to be there, and maybe she'll want to talk to you, maybe she won't, and be open to whatever that is. So I laid down, I went on this journey. I talked to my younger self, which kind of also kind of cool is like, she was my daughter's age. And, you know, that's why I think kids can be such an amazing gift in your work that you need to do. And I think that's why some people hate parenting. Side note is like, their kid brings up so much of their unhealed stuff that instead of doing the work, they make their kid wrong. Whereas like, I see myself in my child, and it points me towards the work that I have still to do. So I'm not saying you have to have a kid to do that, but it is an amazing part of it. I don't think it's the reason solely to have a child, but I think it's a really cool byproduct of raising a child in a conscious way and constantly checking in with yourself around like the work that you have to do. I can now see my inner child in a way that I never could before I had my daughter. And so she's about 4 years old. She's in this meditation with me. I'm talking to her about our childhood. She doesn't talk to me. She just nods. She nods and nods. And I can tell like there's so much pain there from like things we felt were our responsibility, the things we felt because we're deeply feeling people that other people didn't feel. And so the tension we lived with from a very young age, she didn't want to talk. So I'm going about this meditation. I said, do you want to help me like get rid of that feeling that it's our responsibility to like make other people feel better, to fix things? And then she started talking like all four-year-olds do. She had ideas and it was magic. And I was like, kind of like having a conversation with her. And then we went on this, like after we released this need, she's like, we'll shoot our hands up like rainbows. And she was just so animated and fun. And we like went on this like walk where we were like jumping over rocks and seeing like streams, and it was like marshy and cool. And then I like was like, oh, I'm gonna take a nap. And I was wearing like a white dress, and I laid down, and like she kissed me on my forehead, and she said, remember, I'm always with you. And I remember just being like, oh my God. And the meditation was over, and you know, Andrea said like all the things that she's like, you were so ready to release this. There was no tension. I can tell you've been doing this work. And so fast forward, like I went to one more of her classes on the last day I was there. And she's like, you know, like, what do you need more of? And I just had this inner knowing. I said, I'm going to let that little girl lead more. I'm going to let her be, you know, in charge and have fun and like kind of lead the way, because like I've done the serious grown-up thing, but like I think there's so much wisdom in children, and where they, before we lost or we lose our like playful one sense of wonder in life. And I'm like, what if I'm able to like still do grown-up things but have more fun along the way? Like I gotta let her lead. So I did the class. It was great. Came home, you know, talking to my coworker. She said something about someone told her she should do some inner child stuff. I'm like, God, this keeps coming up. Like, it's so fascinating. So I'm going through life and I'm just kind of conscious of it. It kind of comes in and out. And anytime I tell someone the story about the Reiki thing, like my clients are moved to tears. Like I can almost start to see people's inner children. And I had to have compassion for why some people are so difficult, even though it's like, it's not a pass. Sorry, you can't just suck to, you know, interface with because you have this wounded inner child. But I get it. I mean, I get it. I see it. It's not a pass. So I'm doing life. It's the week before Christmas. And one of my clients comes in and she brings me this book, The Yoga of Self-Love, The Sacred Path to Wholeness and Healing Through Inner Child Work. And it's this local like healer, mindfulness educator that I've been hearing about for years, who lives near where I work and has just a devoted following. So I start to read the book. I'm like, this is it. This is everything I've been kind of like hearing echoed into my life of like, so many of us need to visit with that child and look at our past and look at how these experiences shaped us as children, how they show up in our present. And I sat the book down like the Monday before Christmas. And I said, I need to email her. I need 20 of these books today. And I swear to God, I feel like I manifested it, because she got right back to me. She said, I'm out of the country or traveling. Like my husband is home. You could get the books from him. You know, she tells me the total. I know how many I want. I go straight to the bank on my way to work and get 3 hundo out, because I'm like, I'm getting these books today. I didn't get the emails back from her husband. Next thing you know, he texts me, because that's how magic works, friends. And I told him, I'm working later than what you're suggesting. I could pick them up. And he's like, well, I told him, you know, I'm in South Evanston. He's like, hey, I'm going to be in that area in the next hour. Can I drop them off? I said, I was hoping you would say that. And I got these 20 books and I gave them to 6 people right away that needed them. 3 clients in the salon, my 3 amazing coworkers. And I was like, I know that we need this. And even one of my clients, I was saying, I want to give it to difficult people. And she's like, Lindsay, that's you fixing things again. I was like, you're right. I want the people I thought of that I wanted to give them to are the people that I know would enjoy them and be like enriched by them. But then the people that are difficult, I am like, could you work on yourself? Could you please just work on yourself? We would all benefit from it. And I'm like, that's why being ourselves and talking this stuff out with people that we trust, like she held up this mirror. I'm like, fuck, that would be me doing it again. So anyway, I also, in the meantime, between getting this book and just, you know, going to Mexico, having that experience and just thinking and sitting with my inner child, I'm like, you know what? There's a book from my childhood that I've wanted to get. And I put it in my cart on Amazon because it's like a 1960, some 70 book that they don't make anymore. I had it in my cart. It was going to be $100. I waited till it went down to 60. I ordered that book and I'm really struck by it because I don't know totally what I feel about it yet, but it was just called like My Very Special Day. And basically this little girl has just a very ordinary day by herself, but loves it. Like, it's like, now I'm making breakfast and I'm getting one cup of chocolate milk and one of vanilla. And she gets ready. She takes a bath. She goes outside. She just gets dressed into another outfit. She has some friends over and they play like they're adults. And I guess in a way, like, I'm like, my very special day is like the day I get to live most days now. So that was my first thought. I was like, you knew what you wanted. You knew you wanted to play all day with ladies, which I do in the salon. You knew you wanted to like beat to your own drum. She went outside just jumping puddles. And I don't know. I just think, and she, like the way she was with her friends, she called her friends like Mrs. Jones and Miss Smith came by to see how the children were. And when she goes into the bath, she's like, this is how I do my bath. My children's grandparents taught me how. And there's something like whimsical about her, but also so simple. Like, what she loves is what she loves. And she made magic in ordinary moments. So I was struck by how, again, like that little girl knew the way. Like, that's the life I'm getting to live every day. And like, it also is interesting at the end. It's a mother and father and just one child. And that's what my setup is. The other side of that coin is it doesn't seem like her mom and dad engaged with her much. And so that might have been relatable too, that I was kind of in my own world. But I'm choosing to see it from the first place because I feel like that serves me and it makes sense. And I don't know, I just think there's so many nuggets of wisdom if we are to go back and see what we were drawn to and what we like to do. I don't know, I just think there's so much healing and clarity that comes from just going back. The last thing I'll say, because I'm staring at my childhood dollhouse, and that is a treasure trove. I was in the salon after I got my unfinished dollhouse from my father that he gave to me for my birthday as a child and gave to me partially like put together. And now my goal is to like finish it. But when I ask my clients about dollhouses, everyone had a story. And that's what I'm saying about like going back to our childhoods. One of my clients was like, yeah, my partner has a dollhouse, but like all the furniture had to stay in one room and it had to look good. And like, she wasn't allowed to play with it. Like, she could not move the furniture. Her mom said like, this is how it's supposed to look. She's like, then I had a dollhouse and I painted it and I made it special. And she said, I'll never forget. My dad came in and he's like, you know, this is, people make dollhouses. They want them to look nice. And she was in her, like her little heart sank. Cause like, she thought it looked so nice. And so I just think there's metaphors everywhere. There's wisdom and nuggets of just truth that we've maybe stuffed down because it was too painful. But as Beth always reminds me that like, I'm a grown up. I can do things different. I don't have to, I don't have to do anything anyone tells me I have to do. Well, I mean, the law, I guess, you know, like a judge maybe. But it's like, I get to do it how I want to do it. Dollhouse, life, inner child work, you name it. And so I would leave you with, I think you have enough strength and autonomy and agency to go back there. And I remember listening to something a while ago that said, like, maybe what you're here to do is become that person you always needed as a child. And I think we can all do that in our own ways for our inner child. But like I said at the beginning, if this sounds like woo-woo crazy town, I get it, because I was once there. And I remember just being like, can we get back to the therapy work, Beth? Just this hypothetical child in the sky. And now, even at the family gift exchange, I got a deck of cards and they had angels on them. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then I'm like, these are regular playing cards with angels. What am I going to do with that? I thought these were going to be oracle cards. I thought I was going to get like an angel number or something. Like, and they got stolen, which I'm like, perfect. They belong in a different, someone else's home. But at a glance, I was like, I saw magic. And then when I saw that they weren't like the magical cards I was looking for, heart wasn't in it. So it's amazing what some life experience and time and healing and heartbreak, how it can open you up to things that you once turned your nose up at. But I'm a firm believer, the things you turn your nose up at, the things that you're like, that's insane, tends to be where we need to go. Okay? Have a wave-making day, and I will talk to you soon. I will also be linking this book and hopefully be interviewing Rama, because I've always wanted to talk to her. But this book, Finding Its Way to Me, was confirmation of just that. It will happen. Bye for now.